السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that you all are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from Surah Ali Imran, starting from ayah number 90 to ayah number 97. And alhamdulillah, we have completed just three, or we are going to, inshallah, in this lesson. So we're just going to start off with the recitation of these verses, starting from ayah number 90. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به أولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 90 to ayah number 97, inshallah. Now for theory, inshallah, we're going to do a little bit of review of what we have already covered. Last time we started a new topic. We started the topic of med. Specifically, we were doing med lazim. So now this is another category inside of this med. And inside of med lazim, we have two different groups. So we learned that we have med lazim kalimi, which is for a word. And then we have med lazim harfi, which, as you can guess, is for a letter. So med lazim kalimi occurs inside of kalim, inside of words. And then med lazim harfi, as you can guess by the word, harfi from the word huruf, like in huruf muqatta'at. So that specific med that you do in huruf muqatta'at is known as med lazim al-harfi. So these were the two divisions of med lazim. Now there are a further classification, I guess you can say, of med lazim. It can be either muthaqqal or mukhaffaf. Muthaqqal, we learned, is when there is a shadda. So anytime you have a shadda, the word is going to become heavy. Not heavy as in the heavy letters that we learned, but heavy because we are going to apply nabr and because we are saying that word twice. So it's as if that letter or that word is being reinforced with the shadda. So for example, if we have a bat, for example, with a shadda on top. Normally without shadda, it would be ab. Now if you have a shadda, abba. Now you can hear that the letter ba is reinforced with the addition of the shadda because now there are two ba's. Now there are two of the same letter. So that is why shadda is going to make a med muthaqqal, heavy. Now if you don't have a shadda, you just have a plain sukoon, then it is going to be mukhaffaf. It is going to be light. So muthaqqal and mukhaffaf in this case when we are dealing with med are referring to the shadda specifically. So if I say that here the letter is heavy because of shadda, I don't mean that you're going to make the letter heavy as in raise the back of your tongue. So for example, if you have the letter dal with a shadda, this doesn't mean that you make it heavy and turn it into va. You're still going to read it as tha, but because of the shadda, it is just known as a muthaqqal letter, that it is strengthened by that shadda there. So this is the two different classifications of mad lazim. We have mad lazim kalimi, mad lazim harfi, and then within that, we can either differentiate as muthaqqal or mukhaffaf based on if there is a shadda or not. So that is what we covered last week. We started mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. We can break this down word by word. Mad lazim. Lazim, as you can guess by the actual word, meaning that you have to read this med. Lazim, it is lazim upon you that you read this med. Now kelimi, because it is in one word, it is known as med lazim kelimi. Okay, kelim from word, med lazim kelimi, because the med is in one whole word, it is known as the whole word lazim med. So med lazim kelimi. And then muthaqqal is there because of the shadda. So again, this doesn't mean that the actual med is going to be heavy. It is only there to signify that there is shadda on the letter after the med. So basically what this means is that anytime you are reading in the Quran and you see that med, so we learned, anytime you see that squiggly med sign, you are automatically going to pull for four counts. So we're going to keep an eye out for that med sign. Now, what are we trying to look for in med lazim? So now med lazim kalimi, it is going to be in one word, meaning the med is going to be in the same word as the shadda or the sukoon. Okay, now also we are looking for al-muthaqqal. We are looking for a shadda. So now we are seeing that there is a med, and then after that med, we have a shadda on the next letter. So now this is going to be mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. You have to read this for six vowel counts. Okay, you have to read it. It is lazim upon you. So for this one, you don't have the choice. You can't make it shorter than that. You do have to read 4-6 counts. And then also we learned with med lazim, anytime we have med followed by shadda, we are going to apply nabr. Nabr meaning that we are going to raise the voice a little bit. The purpose of this is to signify the shadda there. So we don't want the listener to get confused. Otherwise, it may be that the shadda is not read clearly or that second letter is not read as clearly. So for example, we have the word al-dhakarayni. So here we have the hamza med that four count med, followed by a letter with shadda. Thal has shadda. So here it is going to be muthaqqal. It is lazim upon you to pull this for six counts. So we're going to pull this for six counts. Also apply nabr. Adh-dhakarayni. Now, if I don't say that nabr here, adh-dhakarayni. Now, you don't really hear that second shadda. So we want to make sure it's very clear. Adh-dhakarayni. Raise the voice a little bit. You can also apply a little bit of almost a jerking sound just to apply a little bit more emphasis on that shadda. We want to make sure that shadda is very clear, that anyone who is listening knows that there is shadda here. So again, this is med lazim, kalimi muthaqqal, lazim, you have to read six counts, kalimi, it is in one word, muthaqqal, why? Because the letter after the med has a shadda. So we have, for example, adh-dhakarayni al-haqqah dabbah al-dallin. So all of these are going to be six count mudud, also applying nabr. So this is mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. Now we are going to look at mad lazim kalimi al-mukhaffaf. Mukhaffaf, why? Because there is no shadda after the mad. So instead of shadda, what are we going to see? We are going to see a sukoon. So we're looking for that med sign. And then after that med, we have a letter with sukoon. Now this type of med, med lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, meaning that we have a med in one word. Following that med, we have a sukoon and the letter after does not have shadda. And this occurs only two places in the Quran. Okay, so this is very easy to remember, inshallah. You don't have to memorize anything because it only occurs two places in the Quran. So where does this happen? This happens in Surah Yunus, ayah number 51. Also Surah Yunus, ayah number 91. So in the same surah, two times you are going to have this med. It is the same word both times. So both times it's the same exact word, once in ayah 51, once in ayah number 91. So what is this word? The ayah is al-ana wa qad kuntum bihi tasta'jilun. So this is the ayah, the second one, ayah number 91, al-ana wa qad asayta qabl. So these are the two ayahs, both in Surah Yunus, both with the same word. Now let's look at this word, al-ana. So now if you look in the Quran, you are going to see that med, you are going to see that squiggly line. What are we looking for after that med sign? We are looking for a sukoon. Okay, so the letter after is not going to have shadda. This is very important. The letter after, it is mukhaffaf. It is light. It does not have shadda. So here, instead of shadda, there is a sukoon on the lam. We are not going to apply nabr here. Why? Because there is no shadda. So you only apply nabr with the shadda. So here we have sukoon. We're just going to apply a little bit of tawassut. Tawassut meaning rest upon this lam. It is part of Lin Umar. So just allow a little bit of time on the lam, but we're not going to raise the voice. We're not going to apply strength on this letter. Al-ana. But again, you do want to rest on that lam. So try not to go too fast and say al-ana. Now that lam is kind of majhul. You want to make sure the lam is clear. Al-ana. So here it was a little bit longer just so you could hear, but on the lam we're just going to rest a little bit for tawassut. So here there are only two places in the Quran, again, both in Surah Yunus, both the word al-ana, one ayah number 51, and then the other one is going to be in ayah number 91. So these are the two occurrences in the Quran where you are going to find mad lazim kalimi al-mukhaffaf. Okay, so alhamdulillah, now we've done both of these types of med, of med lazim kalimi. Now, both of these are going to be six count. So both lazim kalimi muthaqqal and med lazim kalimi mukhaffaf are both going to be six counts. And it is lazim upon you to read for six counts. So pull both of them for six counts. But the only difference is in the first one, med lazim kalimi muthaqqal, because of that shadda, we are going to apply nabr. And in the second one, because there is no shadda, it is mukhaffaf, there is no need for nabr, you can just apply some tawassut to make sure that that lam is audible. So these are the two different types of mad lazim kalimi. Inshallah, in the next class, we'll do mad lazim harfi, and in that we are going to do huruf muqatta'at. So that is a topic that we have already covered a little bit. We'll go a little bit more in depth, and you'll learn the name for this type of mad. So just very quickly, mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, mad followed by shadda, mad lazim kalimi mukhaffaf, mad followed by sukun in the same word. So inshallah, let's go on to our lesson. And alhamdulillah, we do have an example of mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. So we're going to keep an eye out for that and then see if we can spot it. Starting with ayah number 90, إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا. So here كفروا, را is going to be heavy, بعد إيمانهم, عين is توسط, ثم ازدادوا كفرا. So here when we are stopping in كفران, this is going to be مد العواد, meaning that this is a two count مد. If we are continuing, we're just going to say كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم. If you are stopping, you will just say كفرا. So if you are continuing, ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَن تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ. قَاف here is going to be heavy. قَاف also has قَلْقَلَ. وَأُولَٰئِكَ, this is a four count med. This is med wajib muttasil. It is wajib upon you to read this for four counts. And then here at the end of the ayah, هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ. Now here we are seeing an example of mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. So we have that mad sign, followed with that mad we have a shadda on the lam. So we're going to pull this for six counts. It is lazim to pull for six counts. And then also we are going to apply nabr on the lam. Al-dallin. A little bit of a jerk on the lam, and then a little bit of emphasis to make sure that shadda is audible. Then in the next ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا. So here every time we have lam, just rest upon this, it has tawassut. مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ. Ra also has tawassut. Dad here is going to be heavy. ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. Now here we see that there is a ha tamir. Now is this madsila sughra or madsila kubra? If you don't remember the rule, all you have to do is look at that sign of med on that small ya. So if we see here in bihi ulaik, I see that there is that sign of med. I'm going to pull for four counts. Now if you know the name of this rule, it is madsila kubra. If you don't know the rule name, that's fine, as long as you are doing four counts. So anytime you see that sign of med, pull for four counts. So here, iftada bihi ulaika. Now both of these are four count med. If you are stopping here at iftada bih, you can just put a sukun, no need for that med. Dhahaban wala iftada bih. So just rest here with a sukun. And then in the next word, ulaika, this is a four count mad wajib. Lahum adhabun alimun wa ma lahum min nasirin. So here if we are ending, this is a four count mad. Nasirin. Sad is heavy, ra here is going to be light. Lan tanalu albirra hatta, ra here is going to be heavy. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun wa ma tunfiqu min shay'in fa inna Allah bihi alim. So here in alim we are going to pull for four if we are ending here. Bihi alim. And then here this is mad sila sughra. You see that there is that small ya. I don't see that sign of mad, so we're only going to pull for two counts. Then in the next ayah, kullu ta'ami kana hillan li bani Israel. So now both of these are four count mad. I see that sign of mad. The first mad in Libani is going to be mad ja'iz. The second one in Israel is going to be mad wajib. Okay, Libani Israel. Both of these are four count mad. Illa ma harrama Israelu. Again, it's that same word. This is mad wajib, pull for four counts. Ala nafsihi min qabli an tunazzala at-tawrah. So ending here with a ta marbuta, just turn that into a ha with a sukun. Qul fa'tu bit-tawrati fatluha in kuntum. Here this is a four count mad. It is going to be mad ja'iz. In kuntum sadiqin, ending here on a four count mad. فمن افترى راء here is going to be heavy. على الله Allah is heavy. على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك this is a four count med. هم الظالمون again four count med. قل صدق الله صاد is heavy. دال is light. قاف is heavy. And then the name of Allah here is also heavy. فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين ending here on a four count med. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين ending here on again four count med فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا so here in آمنا we are stopping so because of that this is going to be مد العود pull for two counts and then if you are continuing you can just say آمنا so if we are stopping ومن دخله كان آمنا So all of these are two count med. If we are continuing, وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَلِلَّهِ So just continue like normal. And then وَلِلَّهِ Here Allah is going to be light. عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا So again, مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ pull for two counts if you are stopping. If you are not stopping, إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ You can just read as normal. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ Allah here is going to be heavy. غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ This is a four count med. So just pull this for four counts. عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ And then inshallah here we are just going to stop for today. And then next week inshallah we will continue with the next ayat. So alhamdulillah we have finished juz number 3. And we have also finished the topic of مَدْ لَازِمْ كَلِمِي We did both muthaqqal and we also did mukhaffaf. So inshallah in the next class, we'll start with mad lazim al-harfi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.